Dictation for Greg, Greg Conley, Conley, January 2nd, 73. We're going to address as a letter. To Shannon, Shannon, O'Keefe, OKEEFEPAC, 616-754-3828. Dear Shannon, consultation for Mr. Conley. A 53-year-old gentleman. With long-standing diabetes and progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with wife. He was diagnosed with diabetes early 30s, that's like 20 years ago. Initially very poorly controlled with common A1Cs around 14 for many years. He did neglect it, doing diet, exercise, or medication for a long period of time. Presently, the last few years, much better control. He has diabetic retinopathy on treatment with shots, has neuropathy up to the knees, off and on edema, mostly after being at work Monday to Friday. By Wednesday, Thursday, significant edema, on the weekend resolved. Has frequent nausea, vomiting, probably 2 times a week. No reported bleeding, no abdominal discomfort, frequent diarrhea, no blood melena, no undigested food, urine flow decrease for a number of years, prolonged, denies cloudiness, blood, infection, or stones, he still has his prostate, trying to do low salt. He has some degree of lightheadedness, but no recent falling episode. He's unsteady, some chest pain on activity, off and on palpitations, sometimes activity, sometimes arrest. There is some degree of dyspnea, also on activity, orthopnea, PND, no cough, sputum production, no use of oxygen or CPAP machine. Some fatigue, no rash, no pruritus, no headaches, no skin rash. Next paragraph, the past medical history for diabetes, 20 years back. He started on insulin, but he's not sure if he was insulin dependent. Retinopathy, neuropathy, proteinuria, progressive renal failure, a question, a stroke, December 2025. I don't have records available. He mentioned lightheadedness, some slurred speech, but there was no persistent deficits. Negative World Cup at Grand Rapids Blodgett, BLODGETT. Denies deep-vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no documented coronary artery disease. No gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion anemia or liver abnormalities, no pneumonia, no sepsis, no gout, never had an EGD or colonoscopy. Next paragraph, surgeries, left-sided lens implant, shot for diabetic retinopathy. Next paragraph, reported side effects to lisinopril with angioedema, insulin basaglar with swelling, Prilosec with nausea and vomiting. Next paragraph, pressing medications, aspirin, Jardiance, fenofibrate, Lipitor, valsartan. The dose was increased just a few days ago. Protanix, metoprolol, occasionally ibuprofen. He also takes Metamucil, Metamucil, that regulates his soft stools. I want to mention that Jardiance is also new a few days ago. Next paragraph. He smoked for about 10 years when he was in his 20s. He's been off for last 30 years or longer. Does drink beer on a daily basis. Used to drink heavily before. Next paragraph, strong diabetes, father, son, brother. Next paragraph, he chewed tobacco, denies drugs. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 209.5, 69 each install. Blood pressure 120 over 70 on the left, standing 110.68. Blood pressure by nurse initially high 150.95. He's very pleasant, alert, oriented stance 4, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, lungs are clear, no thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, no arrhythmia, no murmurs, no abdominal distension, no bruits, no ascites, no palpable liver spleen. Right now, no edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistry, creatinine has progressively risen for the last 1 year. 1.24, 1.46, 1.82, 1.57, 1.85, 1.72. GFR from lower 60s, presently down middle, lower 40s. Chemistry is from January. Concentrated sodium, elevated potassium, normal acid base, normal calcium, low phosphorus. This was not documented persistent for that. Prior low albumin nephrotic syndrome. Anemia around 12 with abnormal white blood cell platelets. Gross amount of protein in the urine. Trace of blood or negative. Elevated cholesterol, low HDL, albumin creatinine ratio 3000 plus minus, prior no monoclonal protein, I believe that's in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Diabetic nephropathy, chronic kidney disease, nephrotic syndrome, historically poor diabetes control, and organ damage, retinopathy, and peripheral neuropathy. Concerned about his lower urinary tract symptoms, kidney ultrasound post void bladder to be done. Family was concerned about insurance. We will approve it before doing it. agree with higher dose of valsartan. We will check potassium and creatinine to assess stability, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, continue cholesterol triglyceride treatment, tolerating Jardiance, new medication without urinary infection in the urine, present blood pressure normal, minor drop of blood pressure not reaching significance for postural hypotension. Discuss the meaning of kidney disease, the importance of aggressive controls to prevent dialysis transplantation. We will follow over time, end of dictation,